Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Agriculture is big business in our state, and we are continuing to learn that small-scale sustainable farming is becoming a significant portion of that business. And some of that growth is due to efforts from organizations like our next guests that are seeking solutions to local food system issues. Andy Smith is a volunteer and board member at the Oconee Food Council in upstate South Carolina, host of the upcoming Oconee Grown 2025 Farm Tour. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
So first of all, tell us about the Oconee Food Council.
Okay. The Oconee Food Council is a small nonprofit dedicated to community involvement in all issues related to food. Things we work on are things such as a community kitchen at the Blue Ridge Community Center, where one of our members teaches cooking lessons. We work on things like summer meals for kids while they're not in school. We've even done work like providing food for emergency relief after Hurricane Helene. And we support sustainable ag in our community.
Now, are there other food councils similar to yours around the state?
You know, that's a great question. Don't know the answer to that. I know they're across the nation, they're food councils, but I don't know of any others in South Carolina, though there may be some.
All right. Now, tell us about your efforts involving small-scale sustainable farming and this new farm tour that's coming up.
The best way that we thought of to support local small-scale sustainable ag in our area is to work with the Clemson Area Food Exchange, CAFE, which is a small independent business. It's a consortium of over 100 producers within a 50-mile radius of Clemson, South Carolina. And these are small-scale farmers. Some of them are mills. Some of them are value-added producers, like, you know, producing things like sauerkraut and kimchi, that sort of thing. It's like an online grocery store. You've got an ordering period from Friday at 9 o'clock that goes through Monday at noon, and then you have a pickup at 9 different locations in our area on Tuesday from 5 to 6. And there were over 800 products on there, including lettuces, microgreens, fresh herbs, mushrooms, different kinds of locally produced meats, cheeses, yogurts, sauerkrauts, kimchi, honeys, candles. The Clemson Area Food Exchange, CAFE, is really a wonderful resource for our local farmers and for local shoppers to get really high-quality produce and farm products.
All right, now tell us about the upcoming farm tour.
Okay, so on May 17th and 18th, Saturday and Sunday, we have 8 different farms in Oconee County. They can go to the Oconee Food Council website and buy tickets for the tours. And each day there will be 4 tours of 4 different farms. Go out for a day with your family and friends and see some really beautiful local farms. And I see a lot of livestock, see lambs, see sheep, goats, cows, pigs. You can go into the gardens, into the high tunnels, the greenhouses, that sort of thing.
And the proceeds go to...
The proceeds will be going to the Clemson Area Food Exchange and to the farmers.
Elaborate a little bit more, if you can, Andy, about the Clemson Area Food Exchange and, you know, what their reach is and what all of their programs are.
Okay, so they're customer-based and membership-based, so you can join and become a member, and with that, you get access to all their products in the selling terms. And the way it works with the farmers, on the Tuesday, on the pickup day, all those farmers come to a central warehouse in central South Carolina, and all the products that are brought to the various customers are bagged up and then delivered to the delivery locations or the pickup locations in our community.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome, Mike. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Andy Smith is a volunteer and board member at the Oconee Food Council in upstate South Carolina, host of the upcoming Oconee Grown 2025 Farm Tour. And we will have a link to his organization as well as the tour posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.